Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster. Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, and I am delighted to be chatting today with Odette Izquierdo Figueroa, who is Treasury and Trade Solutions Head for CCA at Citi, based in Mexico City. Welcome, Odette.
Thank you so much, Christy. Very glad to be here.
I'm delighted to be chatting with you. So let's start by having you introduce yourself to our audience.
As you mentioned, Christy, my name is Odette. I'm based in Mexico. I'm from Venezuela, and I have more than 25 years working in Citibank.
For those who don't know about My Career in Six, what we do is we start with six rapid-fire questions, just looking for one-word answers, and then we'll follow that with six questions allowing you to dig a little deeper into some of these topics. So are you ready, Odette?
I'm ready.
All right. Who or what inspires you?
People.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Hard work.
What drives you?
What I would say is passion.
Favorite quote or motto that you live by?
I would say that a vision without an action is merely a dream.
When applying for a new opportunity, Odette, what percentage of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident with your application?
65 to 70%.
And last short question, what do you think is the coolest payments company today?
Citi.
So now that we know a bit more about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions. So what has been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
I would say it generates a lot of responsibilities, no? So the only way that you can generate impact, and when I say impact is social impact, is financial inclusion impact, is when you put all the parts together. So what are the parts that make this financial system go in the right direction? It goes with regulators, it goes with the financial system, it goes with the right technology, but as well with the fintechs, no? So having everyone have the same agenda and going the same direction is not easy. Me, as you mentioned before, I manage Central America and the Caribbean. What we try is to influence regulators to bring in best practices every time we sit in the table. We're part as well of the banking system. So what we try is to bring new methods and what has been successful in other parties of the world. And at the same time, we're part of innovation chambers, no? So as a unified group is the only way to have advantage of the evolution of the payment system that we have today, and is the only way to create more inclusive economies. That is basically what we're searching for as an institution and what regulators are searching for as well.
What do you feel has been your best accomplishment in your career to date?
I would say is the adoption. I would say is the versatility. And at the end is connecting the dots. Once you have and you've been able to connect the dots and give value to the clients, to the franchise, to the jurisdiction and the geography you're based, I think you made it.
If there's one thing you could have done differently in your career, what would that have been?
Maybe I would have been less shy. Maybe I would have been more outspoken. Maybe I would have got to get out of my comfort zone with more frequency and taking roles with more risk.
How important are networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
They have been fundamental. Every single role that I have taken during my career, it has been a consequence of the prior one.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of the business at Citi?
I have brought into the Central American, the Caribbean, and is within the Citi culture, is inclusion, but not only inclusion of gender, is inclusion of backgrounds, is inclusion of experiences, is inclusion of geographies, of segments, of bringing people from the competition, from other areas. And at the end, this is what generates new ideas, it's what generates innovation, it's what generates different perspectives that at the end is what is shaping the story of the success of the payment industry and is what Citi is trying to envision.
Adele, what advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in the payments industry?
Maybe I'm going to give six advices, okay? The first one is never stop learning. And why? Because I think this is the most exciting and evolving product nowadays. The other one that I would say is never toss your intuition. We as a woman have a very good intuition, so never toss it and do it on a professional side and on your personal side. Third advice is never compromise your style or your beliefs. No, and it's something that since I began my career, I have always felt that I want to be myself and that no one can change that. And this has been something very successful and useful during my career. But the fourth one, I would say, just do what you said you were going to do. That generates trust in your team, in your boss, in the corporation, and at the end is what is going to generate your success. Fifth advice, I would say is, really discover the cycle of your life you're at. And what do I mean by this is that we have different cycles during our life and we have different priorities during our life. So once you identify them, you can really guide your professional side, very linked to your personal side. And at the end, what I would advise is every year, what you need is to reflect your career path and try to link it with the cycle of the life you're at. The last one is understand what is your shining spot. Understand what are your boundaries. What you understand them, just make them exponentially and nobody will stop you.
So inspiring. And on that inspiring note, Odette, thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights and your career journey with us here today.
No, thank you so much, Chrissy, for your time. It was a pleasure knowing you.
I want to thank all of our audience for listening and encourage everybody to join us for online for this and many other fantastic episodes of My Career in Six, where we get to chat with inspirational leaders like Odette from around the world of payments.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.